In the first reading today, we hear in the book of the prophet Zechariah, the people are going to ask the question, what are these wounds in the midst of your hands? And the answer is, with these I was wounded in the house of those who loved me. How important that answer is, because we recognize it is precisely the people who hated him who inflicted the wounds upon him in a physical sense. But it's not the physical wounds that are the issue. It's not the high priests or the Romans or whoever else may not have liked our blessed Lord, because he makes clear that these are the wounds that he received in the house of those who loved him. That's you and me. So on one hand, we can look at it and say, I'm the cause of his wounds. And on the other hand, we can look at it and say, by his wounds, we're healed. By his wounds, we are saved. And so the question is, if this happened in the house of those who love him, which ultimately, when we think about what that implies, that means it happens within us. This is the house, Brother Donkey, the dwelling place of the Lord. This is the house of those who love him. And so it is right within our own person that our blessed Lord received out of love for us these wounds. And it is out of love for us that he continues to offer those wounds to his heavenly Father for us. But if he is doing this right in the house of those who love him, it is for us to be able to recognize the love of our Lord for us. And now the question is simply, how much do we love him? He is right there within us, with his wounds. And so while we recognize that, yes, we caused them, and yes, they are indeed the means of our salvation, now it is our turn to be able to look at those wounds. Just as when we celebrate today the Feast of the Holy Face, when we look at our Lord upon the cross, certainly we're going to see how beat up he was. We're going to recognize the horror of everything that he endured. You see the wounds in his hands and his feet and all over his body from the scourging. And yet ultimately, what are you going to look at? His face. And what do you see? You don't see his face. You see something that is completely bloody, something that is beat up, something that is bruised, something that has been, as it said, marred beyond human semblance. And yet that is what we're going to continually look at. If we look at the cross, we're going to look at his face. And his face, the beauty of his face, is hidden behind everything that we did to him. So now we apply that same thing to the wounds. The real depth of those wounds is hidden. It's hidden in a way that we aren't able to recognize it on the surface. Oh, sure, anyone can see that there are holes in his hands and his feet and in his side. Anyone can see the scourging wounds and so on. But that's not what he wants us to see. He wants us to see the love that is the cause of those wounds. Yes, we can say it was our sins that caused those wounds, but it is his love that causes those wounds. And now he is within us, the house of those who love him, and those wounds are still there as the means for us to love him. And so as our blessed Lord told Sister Mary of St. Peter, that what is in the heart is expressed in the face. So we look at that face. We look at his wounds all over his body, but especially on his face. Again, as Isaiah said, marred beyond human semblance. There was nothing that would attract us to him. That is what we have done to his heart. That is the part that we have to be able to recognize. And a heart that loves us so much that when we have done this to him, he continued and continues to love us. And now that heart, which as we heard in the gospel was pierced, is open to us. So just like all the other wounds, they are caused by our sins, but they are caused by his love. He didn't have to do this if he didn't want to. He could have redeemed us any way that he chose. This was the way he did it. Because this is the most perfect way for us to be able to learn what love is. Our society has skewed love so horrifically that people in America don't even have a clue what love is. As I've said many times, I used to ask the couples when they came in wanting to be married why they wanted to get married. And when they would tell me that because they were in love, and then I would ask, what does that mean? I stopped asking the question because never did they get the answer even close to right. Love is not about emotions. Love is not about warm, gushy feelings. Love is not about selfishness. Love is certainly not about pleasure. Love is about self-sacrifice. Love is about pouring oneself out for another. One is about giving, one and also, of course, receiving, but not taking. On the cross, on the face of the beautiful one that is so marred that we don't even recognize him, he doesn't even look human. There is love. One who has received from us the very means by which he can show us how much he loves us. And since it was not a loving thing for us to do, to inflict that upon him, it is now an opportunity for us to make the adjustments within ourselves and say, he has loved me. Now how do I love him? Yes, maybe my sins caused all of that. But as I said, his love caused all of that. And if we can understand that, then we can say, what should my love cause to happen? It should unite me with him. It should make me willing to accept the same sorts of things, the same cross, the same passion, the same difficulties and struggles. Yes, we could look at it and say, well, these other people did this. Not if we're loving. That's our choice. It's our love that causes those pains, those wounds. Those are the means for us to be united with Jesus. Those are the means by which we can participate in the work of salvation. Those are the means now by which we can look at God and say, I love you. That is what he has done for us. All the wounds, and especially his face. What is he going to do? He is going to look at us only with love. It doesn't matter what the expression is on the face in the midst of his agony. his eyes are still going to say, I love you. And we cannot miss that. His face may be marred beyond semblance, but his eyes are still going to reflect what is in his heart. Wounded as it was, all that love came out. And that is what he's looking for from us now. When he says, I love you, and we respond, I love you. This is the house of those who love him. This is where he received his wounds, in the house of those who love him. Well, guess what? Right there on the cross is the house of him who loves us. So where are our wounds going to come from? The house of him who loves us. If we're willing to unite ourselves with him, if we're willing to look at him and say, I love you, then it doesn't matter what happens to our bodies, because the heart doesn't change, and the eyes are still going to reflect it. And therefore, even if the face is marred beyond human semblance, the beauty and the glory of the love will still shine through, just as it did with him, just as it continues to do with him in the depth of the house of the one who loves him.